This is TWiT.
Basically, 8 days ago, Sony Pictures Entertainment had a catastrophic hack, and two things happened. First thing was that tons of documents were stolen, personnel records, movie screeners, which were promptly posted on the pirate networks, and now Fury is probably the number one downloaded thing on BitTorrent, even though it's still in theaters in some cases. Also, Annie, which is a remake of the musical, hasn't even come out yet, and it's already very popular on BitTorrent. Thanks to possibly North Korea. The beef that North Korea may have had is that Sony Pictures came out with a Seth Rogen and James Franco comedy called The Interview, where two hapless journalists are sent by the CIA to go to North Korea and execute the leader there. So they didn't like that. They threatened retaliation. They said it was an act of war, and then Sony Pictures Entertainment got hacked. So the documents are downloaded. And then the next thing that happened was there's a sweet piece of malware that erased the hard drives, including the boot records, so that they couldn't recover. And so for several days, Sony Entertainment employees were literally using pen and paper at work. I don't even think I would know how to do that anymore. I guess the paper is like, it's with some sort of solid-state storage device, and I don't really understand it, but they were doing that. And now, instead of, you'd think, okay, well, they're going to go in there and they're going to fix the computers and get them back reinstalled and put their backup in there and get them back up and running. No, they're actually issuing new computers to employees. It's a catastrophic failure. But you can imagine if there was some kind of like some mode where you could go into a cloud only interface, at some point. I don't know if that's a solution. It probably isn't. But it would be nice to have some kind of fallback where you'd have this hyper protected environment where people could at least access their cloud-based documents and so on. I don't know. It's just a thought.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big, well, not the big issue. One of the big issues with this is that there's all the reason I think that they're replacing the PCs is that there's some incredible new form of malware on there that they're afraid is going to get out into the world beyond Sony's PCs. And the FBI has stepped in, Homeland Security has stepped in, and they've actually secretly warned the security departments at major corporations around the country, that this has happened. They didn't identify Sony. It's obviously Sony. And that to be on the lookout for this kind of malware that could spread beyond Sony. And I don't think it's coincidental that North Korea threatened retaliation. I use some awesome language because, North Korea is crazy. But they described it as, undisguised terrorism and a war action, like you said. And yeah, I mean, this is what happens when James Franco makes a movie.
Yeah, it's really ill-advised. He really shouldn't make movies for national security's sake, of course, and for all of our sakes, really. I mean, let's be honest.
I mean, South Park went to town on Kim Jong-un's father, some years ago. I don't believe there was any retaliation then. Maybe they just didn't have the electronic capability.
Team America was the name of the movie I think you're referring to, and it was hilarious. Another interesting aspect, and there's so many interesting elements to the story, but one of them is that the actual hackers came from China, and I think there was some kind of mercenary hackers or a secret rogue wing of a North Korean organization doing it from China. So it's probably very difficult to have a great group of hackers in North Korea because kids don't grow up with computers there. So it's not
they don't have electricity.
Exactly, they don't have electricity. They don't have computers. They don't have the internet. They don't have some of the basic building blocks that lead to a healthy malicious hacker culture. So they got to outsource it.
You must have seen this. There are shots of Korea from space at night, and you can see all this light in China around it, and you can see all this light in South Korea, and then North Korea is basically blacked out.
Yeah, it's a horrible thing. And when visitors go to Pyongyang, the capital, they light up the parts where the visitors go, and so on. It's weird. You need a passport just to go from one town to the next. It's a dark and horrible place, and they really don't like James Franco. So
so you got to be careful.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? I don't know. Mary Jo, if you have any thoughts on this. I mean, the number of hack attacks that are happening these days, it's gotten to the point, and, Leo's referred to it as breach fatigue, but there's so many stories about catastrophic hacks. They've recently discovered that the Iranians have been having their way with the airline industry and defense companies for 2 years, and nobody noticed. It's just awful. Is there anything Microsoft can bring to bear? Because of course, Microsoft Windows systems can do a lot more than other platforms, generally speaking, and they can do a lot more for malicious hackers too. So, what can Microsoft do? I think to deal with this larger issue of everybody getting hacked.
I don't know what they can do, but
30 seconds to solve this problem, here, Joe. I know you
okay,
can.
Okay, here we go. I was going to say the one thing we do know from some of the leaks we've heard is they're doing a lot of things with Windows 10 under the covers around security, and they haven't really gone public with a lot of these things yet. I think that's something else we're going to hear when we see that January preview, that they're going to start talking about some of those things, because they know, just like everybody else knows, they need to harden the operating system. And I think they have been working on that, actually, probably in conjunction with some of the chip makers and the hardware makers to come up with more secure solutions. So, I don't think we'll go back to like Palladium and Ingstub, if you guys remember those things. But I think we will start to see them do more around that specifically to harden systems and to do it in conjunction with the people who are making the hardware. That's all I know, which is nothing. So,
all right. Yeah, I mean, there's stuff in Windows 10 coming and all that. And then in Windows 8, obviously, they made the new app model, which has a security and reliability kind of aspect to it, which I think is important. But, the fact remains, the PC is a legacy platform. It's this heaping mountain of stuff that keeps getting more and more complicated as we go forward because they keep adding on to it. And it's you don't often get a chance to start completely over like, say, Google sort of did with Chrome OS, right? It's basically a lightweight version of Linux, I guess. But, this is part of the reason why they're trying to shed legacy code more quickly than they did in the past. It's part of the reason why, as of next year, they want people on IE to only be able to have the most recent couple of versions, not the last five or six versions. I mean, there's all this stuff that they're trying to do. But, change is hard when your user base resists. When Microsoft stopped supporting Windows XP back in April, there were hundreds of millions of people still using that operating system. It's hard. You can't just issue an edict and expect the world to come along with you. It's kind of a complicated topic.